And we are on Tzadi Hei Amar Aleph. And the Gemara says that Sancherev arrives to Yerushalayim. Sancherev arrives to Yerushalayim, he waves his hand on top of Yerushalayim, and he says, it's 2 weeks, we'll wait till tomorrow. We're going to start very hard to identify, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the end of the narrow lines, meaning 14 lines up from the wide lines. Beginning of the line, Amar Lu to Mehisu, which Rashi has two pshatim. Either it is, doesn't make sense to start today, or we are tired. Tomorrow each one will bring the piece of wall that he cuts up. Minei from the wall. Go maharig minei. The piece that he cuts up from the wall. Miad, right away, vayhi b'laylahu, was that night. Vayetzim malach Hashem, vayach b'machni asher meyu shmoinim v'chamishim elef. That he hit in machni asher 185,000. Vayashkimu babayker, vayhine kulam begara meysim, they got up in the morning and everybody was dead. Amrapapa haidu darmi inchi bazdina batodina. The din goes to sleep, the din is batal. Rashi, vas dina batal dina, kibbe shalon dina batal harid. Once the din is overnight, it's batal. Mechem nationally nechem shabai b'yayim, v'yitzliach mimachra. Since he didn't conquer it that day, he wasn't successful. Again, his decision, which obviously was engineered from above, that he not conquer it that day, allowed the midas hadin to go away. And the next day, he stood no chance because Klal Yisrael was, Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking at them in a merciful way, and there was no way that they were going to get exiled at that point. Due to the fact that Chizkiyahu had learned so much Torah, which saved Klal Yisrael from Golus at that point. That's the Gemara Baiter. Because we talked about Naiv, we talked about the Aveira of Naiv, what it caused, what it could have caused. So now we're going to go through a story of what the Aveir of Noiv actually did cause to David HaMelech. The Pasuk says, V'yishbi b'noiv ashi b'yilidei harafa. Yishbi was a Noiv, which is, he was born from harafa, which means he was born of arpa. He was David HaMelech's relative, meaning Rus's sister, Arpa, I don't know if it's sister, Rus's co-wife, I shouldn't say relative. Arpa had four sons. One of them, his name was Yishbi. Another one's name was Golias. David HaMelech had the honor of killing them all four, but this is the story with him and Yishbi. What happened was, Amishko Kinai, and the weight of his spearhead, Shloish Meis Mishko Nechashis, was 300 copper coins weight, I guess. And he was wearing a new belt, a new sword, what does it say?
New armor.
Now Yaimer Lahakas is David, and he wanted to kill David HaMelech. This is what the Pasuk in Shmuel says. Rashi, V'yishbi b'naiv, I did Iri Leo b'aisi yayim sh'nishtar ma'avayna sh'naiv, since we talked before of that day that was left from the Aveir of Naiv. Melkatocha v'yishbi b'naiv, Shabal iski naiv. We talk about Yishbi B'Naiv that came about Naiv. Harav Hainu Arba, Mishko Kinoi, Metagamina, Misko Sefinoi, the weight of his spearhead. Vukogru Chadoshe, Vuasri Spanki Chad until he was wearing new armor. Tantu Gemara writes, Mai be Yishbi B'Naiv. What is Yishbi B'Naiv? What is Yishbi in Naiv? Yishbi wasn't in Naiv. Naiv is in Eretz Yisrael. Yishbi was not located in Eretz Yisrael. Amrav Yehuda Marab, Ish Shabal Ifke Naiv. Yishbi attacked David HaMelech based on the story of Naiv. What happened? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David. Ad Masai Yia Oven Zeh Tamam B'Yadecha. Until when will this sin be hidden in your hand? Al Yadcha Nerga Naiv Yirakayinim. Through you, Naiv Yirakayinim was killed out. Val Yadcha Nitrad Dayeg Adaymi. And through you, Dayeg Adaymi lost his Olam Haba. What does he translate Nitrad?
Was driven
away. And through you, ultimately, Shaul and his three kids died. And therefore, there's a tain on David HaMelech. Now, the Mepharshim bring a raya from here to the big Shiloh, and that is, if someone is instrumental
in causing someone's death, whether he's culpable. Videi Shemayim. Case being, somebody sent somebody on a message, on a shlichus, on a business trip, on a messenger, and he asked him to go somewhere, and the guy, Rachmana Litzvan, got killed on the way. Is there any culpability in the one that sent him? He didn't do anything to kill him, but he set up the circumstance that the guy died with. So they bring arrived in this Gemara. All David HaMelech did was ask some food from Noiv. The Dayeg and Shaul misinterpreted it, and therefore ended up doing these terrible aveiros, which caused Dayeg to lose his chelik and Eilam Haba, and Shaul and his three kids to get killed. Why is that being blamed? Why is that being laid at David's feet? Why is that being blamed? Al Yotcha. So from there they bring a raya that any kind of gram, any kind of cause, causes some form of culpability in the person that needs shuva. There are those who disagree, and they say that Naiv is a different story. It's here in Pshat is a guy sending him on something totally unrelated, has no chance, B'derek HaTeva, to have death involved. Whereas in case of Naiv, David HaMelech could have been aware that his getting food from Naiv might trigger some kind of harsh response. And therefore, David HaMelech is more to blame, and they want to tie the knot that way. So this seems to be a big machloikus achreinim. Yes.
He wanted to protect him, but he just said he sent him.
This is nothing to do with this.
No, but in that case, he was trying to protect them, but their time was up. Again,
the question is, the fact that it happens with the involvement of someone, is that indicative of someone's culpability? Meaning that, listen, if Reuven kills Shimon, his time is up too, according to many Shitas. Right? Yet we blame Reuven. Nobody's asking anybody to volunteer to be involved. Is this enough of an involvement? That's the question. To cause some form of culpability. We're not saying the guy's chayav misa. We're not dealing with that kind of guilt or punishment. We're dealing with some sort that he needs a kapara b'day shemayim. That's the question. And they want to bring a raya from this Gemara. Others claim that this is not a raya. This is a machloikus. Again, it's really off the subject. It's a Kim Kippur question. And Hilchus Kim Kippur, the Be'er Heitav, brings all the Maharim and Kaimas on this question. But it's based on this Gemara. I just thought I would mention it, meaning it's not.
But David, if he would have told, he knew that Shaul wouldn't like him, right?
Again, he went to Naiv Irakayanim to ask for food.
Now, if he could have said the whole story,
he would have died. He was dying of hunger. He was suffering from the illness of what's the name again? What's it called? Hypoglycemia in Hebrew. Kabomas. What? Again, he was saving his life.
So that's a whole different story.
Again, so I'm not going to get involved now. It's Machlokes HaKraynim. I just brought it up. It's not the issue here now. I just wanted to say it's Machlokes HaKraynim. Some want to say that anybody involved at all has some form of culpability, and some say not. That's all. End of story.
What would have happened whether it's Montanova or anywhere else?
Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and speculate. No, it was here. This is where it happened. I don't know. I'm not going to sit and speculate. I don't know. All it's saying is that he had a hand in it, because it through him this story came about.
He had a choice.
Yes, he had a choice. Could have died.
Yeah, I missed that.
That was his choice.
Is that a choice?
Well, yes and no. Lemaisa, he was. Listen, a guy sent somebody for business. He didn't do anything wrong either. We're trying to prove that you can be culpable. One can be held culpable if he's involved in the circumstance leading to someone's death. That's all it's saying. I think we're taking this way out of context. That's what that Kohenim is bringing a riot. Here is David HaMelech involved in an indirect way, and he's being held to blame. That's all it's saying. Yes?
I guess it's the Yom Kippur question. You can do anything, and you don't know what the outcome is going to be.
But if it happens, that means the person was involved. All it's saying is he has some form of culpability, but we're not taking him to Benton. We're not killing him.
I would think that David didn't know that
of course he didn't know the knife was going to be killed out. The guy that sends somebody in a business deal does not know that he's going to get killed in a car accident on the way. But there's some form of culpability, because the person was involved in an indirect way in that person's demise.
It's exactly what that Kohen want to prove. Bidei Shemayim. Nobody's taking him to Bedin, and no one is going to prosecute him. It's saying he needs tshuva. He needs kapara. He was involved in someone's getting hurt. That's all it's saying. That's the Gemara right. Ritzayincha sheyichlas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a choice. Ritzayincha sheyichlas Arecha. Do you want that your children should be destroyed? Or would you rather that the enemy be given over in the hands of the enemy? David HaMelech is giving a choice. Do you want to die in the hands of your enemy as your kapara? This is David HaMelech's individual kapara that Hashem says he needs. Or do you want that your children should be destroyed like Noiv Irakayinim was destroyed? I'd rather take it upon myself. I don't want my children to suffer. Rashi.
You already have children at that point?
Yes. Rashi. It doesn't mean his children, it means his descendants. Rashi. Nitra Dayega Adaymi, she sipur lashin hara al David, she niskane by Shaul, the Shaul got angry at him. Well, if he should keep a lachim melech of David, benoiv, amalei Shaul, soiv, turn around, upagab a kehan Hashem, kill out the kehanim. Nimta shayot chanergu, yata nichshal, and you stumbled. Well, the chait zeh, nerek Shaul, ushloishes manav. And through that chait, Shaul and his three kids were killed. The Rishash changes not for Ata Nichshal, but for Ata Nitzel, and you got saved. And through that chait, Shaul and Shleshes Banam got killed by Chamas Plushtim. Start the Gemara. Yai Machat, we are now going to say the story. Shaul and his three kids would not have gotten killed had they not been involved in Noiv Irakayinim, correct? That's where they died. Shaul got killed when Muhammad splished him. That's the actuality where it happened. Because of the Aveira of Naiv, Shaul had to be killed. He got killed when Muhammad splished him. Muhammad splished him is saying where he got killed. Not why he got killed, where he got killed. Yom Echad one day, Nafak, he went out, Lishkar Bizoi. Now Rashi says, I don't know what the Parsi word is. Rashi's second shot is, he went out to a certain village. That's the one I understood. The first shot says, Lashon Parsi, Krita. Lishnachrina Kfari. I don't know what Krita is. Does Arsko help me at all?
Hunting.
Well, Lishka Bizoi to hunt. Asish Sutton, the Sutton came, Vadmele Kitavya. And he made himself look like a deer. Pasig Begira, David HaMelech shot an arrow. Vloy Macha, and it didn't reach him. Moshe, so he chased it. Ad Amtel Eretz Plishtim, until he arrives at Eretz Plishtim. This is a long distance, but that's where he went. Kedachazye Yishbi B'Naiv, when Yishbi, because of the Avera of Naiv, sees him, Amar, Hainu Haida Katul Galus Achi. Oh, this is the man that killed my brother Goliath. So I am going to take revenge. Kavse, he tied him up. Kamte, folded him up.
Doubled him over.
Oisve Vishadje Tusi Bebaja. And he put him under an olive press. And he sat down on top of the olive press. Now, Mr. Yishbi is not from the lightweights. When he sits on an olive press, the guy under him usually gets crushed. That's usually what would be the result of such an of such a happening. It's Abed Le Nisa, a miracle happened. Mocha Le Aramitusse. The ground softened under it. And David HaMelech was able to go into the ground without being affected by the olive press. So he had a tunnel under the ground where he was safe. Hainu Dechsev, Tarchiv Tzadei Sachtoi, you broadened my steps under me. Leimadu Karsuloi, my ankles did not slip. Now, why didn't he die through that way? Because the Ben Yehuda says that would have been similar to a Mises Chenek, a death of suffocation. Would have been suffocated in the ground. And people would have said that it's a punishment for Basheva, because he lived with an Eishes Ish, and therefore he deserves this punishment. They would have attributed the form of punishment to the Chet of Basheva, and that's wrong, because David HaMelech did not sin with Basheva. And therefore, in order to make clear that David HaMelech did not sin with Basheva, he could not die this way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him an ace and saves him, because he can't, this is the way Ben Yehuda learns, he can't die this way because people would misinterpret the form of death and attribute it to an Aveira that he wasn't guilty of. And that can't happen, that's a Chil Hashem. Therefore, he has to die a different way. Rashi. Look, Rashi, he basically bent him or folded him over under the olive press. And he sat on him to crush him. The ground softened under him, but it did not hurt him. It went in like a ditch, and it protected him. Okay, so Yishbi sees that that didn't work. Yes. Well, you're in the middle of a story. This is what you call Kashana Maisa. You're in the middle of a story. He changes his mind later on. We're in the middle of a story. As I say, we're in the middle of the story. We've got to get the story play out. That's the Gemara Vaitan. Ahu Yayim Apanya the Mali Shabsahava. That day was Arab Shabbos. Hava Avishai ben Tsruya, I'm sorry, Hava. Avishai ben Tsruya Avakachayev Reshe. Avishai ben Tsruya was one of David HaMelech's chief advisors, who was related to him also, was cleaning his head, was rubbing his head, cleaning his head. Vidalud Garbi the Maya, with 4 saw of water. Why we have to know this, I don't know. Chazinu Kisme Dama, he saw spots of blood in the water. Ikadi Ami, others say, Asa Yaina Itrifkame. A dove came and started banging its wings in front of him, acting in a very distressed way. That's what Rashi explains. The dove started acting in a very distressed way, as if it's trying to rip out its own feathers. That's how Rashi explains it. Amar Knesset Yisrael Yainem Sila. So Avishai says Klal Yisrael is similar to a bird. Shenemer Kanze Yaina Nechba Bakesef. Klal Yisrael is like dove wings covered with silver. Shamina David Malki Yisrael Batsara. Obviously, the head of Klal Yisrael is undergoing some sort of tsar now. Again, a sign also that something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Again.
Is it possible what I said was correct?
Maybe.
Doesn't
say. According to that, I don't know. According to that guy, he didn't say the dove. There's a third shot that says the David HaMelech's mule came and cried. The Yalkut Shemayni brings a third shot. The David HaMelech's mule came in front of him and was crying. Now, mules don't usually cry. Okay. That's the Gemara Vaitan. Shari Asalabesi, he quickly went to his house. Matari Shari is resting in pain. That's where I think it's supposed to go. Asalabesi came home for the Ashkecha. He didn't find David HaMelech. He went to the palace, and David HaMelech's not there. Omar, he said, Tan, the Mishnah says, and Reichman al Susai ben Yachman al Kisai. One cannot ride on his horse, nor can one sit on his throne. Ben Mishamshim Bishavito, and you can't use his scepter. Bishasa Sakonamat. I gotta go save David HaMelech, can I use it? Now, all the Akhwaitim ask, what do you mean? Everything is Mutter for Pekuach Nefesh. The answer is, Ramesha writes, this is Ramesha's answer, there's many Terutzim. Ramesha Nigris Mesha writes, the Pshat is, that he knew that this wasn't working with Derech HaTeva. He knew that with Derech HaTeva, he's not going to find David HaMelech. Where is he going to find him? What's going to happen? But he knew that he would need a nace. Question is, if you need a nace, can you take your first animal, which is the king's mule, which knows which has a direction of where the king might have gone from past experience? Or do you say, I need a nace anyway, so I have no right to violate any Yisurim, I go and do everything with Derech HaTeva, because it's not happening with Derech HaTeva anyway. And the answer was, you do what you have to do as if it wasn't an ace, and then the ace happened. Don't say, I need an ace, and therefore don't go with Derech HaTeva. You go with Derech HaTeva even though you know you need an ace, but you have to go with Derech HaTeva even though it means violating an Isser. Let me just finish the thing.
And show from other than this?
He had no bravery here. There was no Derech HaTeva he was saving here. That's how Ramayisha learns. Asa Shaobe Midrashi came and asked by the Mishmetish. Amrle Mishasa Shakana Shapir Dami, during time of danger, it's okay, let me test it with Rashi. Took Rashi, Ba'arba Gribi Demaya, Ba'arba Son Shemayim, Lishnachmina Ba'arba Kura Demaya, meaning Ba'arba Naida Shemayim, 4 pitchers of water. Intrip Kameo, it's a terephis, banging a Machabetis Atzma, banging itself, Maretis Kunafeha, and ripping out its wings, v'hoima, and making a noise of pain, um, it's eres. Come to the eres, right? Yes. Yes, doctor.
There are scriptures, I mean, look, that's just the matter, everything. You're not allowed to use stone objects.
Yes, you are. We went through this months ago. Every Rishon except for Rashi and Baba Kama says that it's mutter and you just have to pay for it. Very Shetaitis and Baba Kama. We went through this, I think we had the same conversation a few months ago. Can you use a stolen object to save yourself? Absolutely, yes. Yes, even to save yourself makes no difference. Asu v'hatu atma b'mama chavera, it says. And Taitis says it means to say you have to pay for it.
Absolutely. If you're using this mule, that means I'm not using Derecha, I'm not using the nace as much.
Again, it's going to need a miracle. Are you allowed to violate an Isser to change the miracle? Correct. That's the question. You're going to need a miracle anyway.
But
he's not going to find him. Even his mule is not going to find him.
But why is the mule? I thought Rebbe said the mule.
Rebbe just seems to say it was the first animal available. Fastest could be. Nothing about right. So, Rachvei Leparde, he ruled David HaMelech's mule, become the Azul, and he went Kav Tzilei Aaron. He had Kvitzas HaDerech. And Rashi here explains how Kvitzas HaDerech works. This is a big Machoikas Rishayim, Rashi in the Yad Ramah, and Ramban in Chumash, in fact, the Yad Ramah. What happens by Kvitzas HaDerech? Is it that the ground folds under you, or is it that you travel at speed of light? What exactly happens by Kvitzas HaDerech? Is it a change in the ground, or is it a change in your speed? Zok Rashi, Kav Tzilei Aaron, Kloyimelei Sik, but it's not jump. Niskatzro Aretz. The land got shorter, the Yigia Mehera Laretz pushed him. He had Kvitzas HaDerech. The Ramad learns that the ground doesn't get affected at all. The person travels at greater speed. This is the Machloikis, what happens by Kvitzas HaDerech. Not 100% sure what the Nafkamina is, but this is, seems to be the question of what happens when Kvitzas HaDerech. Yes.
Is Rashi repeating himself from the story about Yaakov?
Rashi didn't say what Kvitzas HaDerech was then. It just says Niskav Tzar, it doesn't say what happened. It just said he had Kvitzas HaDerech. But there was a different Kvitzas HaDerech anyway. There the ground moved. The mountain moved over. There the mountain moved to Luz. The mountain was in Yerushalayim and moved to Luz. It was a totally different kind of Kvitzas HaDerech. Wasn't it Yaakov traveled fast? Well, it also happened too, but that what happened was the mountain moved over. So he gets there. He has Kvitzas HaDerech. But how did the Kamaski while he's traveling? He sees Arba, Yishbi's mother, the Havas Navla. She was spinning. Kichazise, when she saw the Jew, Paska Silapilcha, she cut off her thimble,
spindle.
Shadase Yaluya and threw it at him. Sovra Lamiktale. It was a sharp end, and she decided to use it as a dart and wanted to kill him. Amrale, and she said, Alam, young man, Isili Plach, bring me my spindle. Paske Beresh Maicha, the Katla. So he did it, he threw it at her, and he killed her with her spindle. So what she wanted to do to him, he did to her. Katchazia Yishbi Benayv. So now Yishbi sees Avishai has arrived. He has David and he has Yishbi. Now he has Avishai. So Amar Hashtab Havi Beit Train. Now there's two of them, the Katmanli, and they will kill me. Therefore, quickly, Paske Le David Le'ela, he threw David up, gave David a throw. V'Gatzle Le'rumche, and he put his spear, that when David falls, he should fall on the spear. And that will kill David HaMelech. Amar Nepu Allah, let him fall in it, V'Nikdon, he'll get killed. Amar Avishai Shem, Avishai says the name of Hashem, Ukma L'David Bin Shemar Liara. And that stops David's fall, and he's suspended in midair. Frekti Gemara V'Neim Le'iyu, why couldn't David HaMelech say his shame? Ein Chavish Maitzi Asim Beis Asurim. A prisoner cannot let himself out of jail. Rashi says he wasn't settled enough to say the shame. One cannot say the shame under that kind of circumstance. Other Mefarshim say this is a rule b'chlau. One in duress can't be the one that saves himself. Always need the schus of someone else. But Rashi learns it's a very practical thing. He wasn't capable of uttering the name of Hashem where he was standing right now. His mind was not clear enough to be able to do this. Let's catch up with Rashi. Look, Rashi. She was spinning. She wanted to kill him with that spindle, but she didn't touch him. Didn't hit him. Can you bring me that spindle that just landed in front of you? Avisha threw the spindle at her head. She died. Gave him a ride up. The Dutchman knows Takhtav, he's stuck in under it, Chanisa, his spear, Bekarka, and they sheep all of the Yamas. Petit Gmar, the name of you, David, Atzme, Lame, Hashem, let him say Hashem. Ain't Chavish, ain't Daitim, Chavanis, Lame, Hashem. His Daz is not Mechuvim to say Hashem. The Hash, the Nitzel, David, the Shlichai Hashem, Barachik, and now David got saved, and the shame that Avishai said threw him further away, meaning he didn't land on the spear. The whole Avishai, and David, and Chazulam, ultimately, they went back. They didn't go back right away. They still had an encounter with Yishbi once he landed on the ground. But basically, the shame gave him a ride sideways. He lands safely. Okay. Yes, Doctor, you had a question. Yes.
Obviously, the first Gemara that in terms of being observed, Gemara and Brachas.
I know that. But that's neither here nor there. Doesn't prove anything. So the Mepharshim use that as a riot, that it's a general rule. But Rashi seems to learn that it's a specific thing on David HaMelech not being able to do it under those circumstances.
I'm just wondering what's forcing Rashi and others to.
I think that's in a different situation there. That was an illness. Right. It's a totally different thing. So that's the Gemara Vayter.
The Gemara doesn't speak to why he wasn't killed in this case.
Well, Avishai saves him. That's why he wasn't killed. Now, we're not finished yet. Amalai, he says, my boy is Hacha. What are you doing here? He asked David HaMelech. Amalai, Hacha, Amalai, Kuchibrichu, Rokhi, Hadrilai. So David said, you know, really, I brought this on myself. Shem asked me what I want, and I answered him that I'd rather die than my kids be destroyed. Amalai, he told him, Apach Tzulusech, do me a favor, turn your tefillah around. Ask the Rabbani something that you change your mind. By Baruch Kira Lisbon, Vat Lechitzar, let your grandchildren sell wax, but you shouldn't be in tzar. Meaning, don't pick this option. It's not a good option. You live. Tzar don't need you. Let your grandchildren worry about themselves. Not your business to worry about your future generations. You worry about yourself. You have to serve the Rabbanit Shlalom. You have to be around. Tzar don't need you. Your tefillah should be to save yourself, not to worry about your grandchildren. So he changes it around.
The spirit of the season, why couldn't David say, can't they
do the I guess the punishment had to happen, and this was not, you know, some punishments have to happen, and Tshuva cannot remove them.
It's very scary in the spirit of the season.
Well, it is fact that some things have to happen, and Tshuva can only make it that it should be a complete kapara, but certain things have to happen. You know, again, you know, it's the dentist appointment, I always say. Kids beg their parents, and a lot of times when they beg their parents don't punish them because they show remorse and they show the promise they'll be better and everything's nice and dandy. But then it works, and the next day the kid has to go to the dentist, and the kid said, yesterday I cried and my parents didn't punish me. Why in the world would they want to punish me today? I'll cry again. And it starts crying and begging, and the parents still take him to the dentist. And the kid can't understand. Why did yesterday, when I cried, my parents didn't punish me, and today I cried, and they still punished me by taking me to the dentist, right? Because the kid doesn't understand that the dentist is for his good. But what a tefillah does accomplish is that when the parents see the kid so distraught about going to the dentist, they buy him a teddy bear. And the teddy bear is to say, I love you, but you got to go to the dentist. This is sometimes happens to our tefillahs, right? We ask that something happen, and it doesn't work. We say to ourselves, what happened? We cried, we were genuine, we meant it, we did tshuva, and why wasn't it accepted? And the answer is, it was a dentist appointment that had to be done, and now that the dentist appointment, Beth HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave teddy bears. Now, unfortunately for us, we don't see the teddy bears associated with our crying. We don't make that connection. But that's exactly what happens. The Rabbani Shem always listens to our tefillahs and always answers them. But sometimes there's dentist appointments, and those dentist appointments have to be met. Those appointments have to be met. Except the tefillahs will accomplish a lot of teddy bears. Where those teddy bears are, we don't have the right or the knowledge to know exactly where they are.
So there's
poor, is that because
aren't you poor? Who said a word about being poor? No, it's a mushroom.